Time now for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one is from Marrakesh, who's an iHeartRadio app listener. Marrakesh writes, I'm a single mother with an 8-year-old son that's in aftercare program because I work 2 jobs. Last week, I picked him up from the program and he started telling me about the birds and the bees. He knew most of the correct terms for everything, but I was shocked and irritated that they would tell my child all of this mess without my consent. I called the director, and she said it's part of their life skills program. My father said to let it go, but I'm still upset. Is this a violation of my parental rights?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it is or not. I can't really help you too much with this. I mean, he ate. You probably wasn't ready to have that conversation.
Right.
But, you know, the way these kids is going now with the internet and all this stuff.
It ain't even have to be the internet. Regular TV.
I mean, man.
She thinks the school should have notified her.
Right. I mean, he knew the proper terms.
Yeah.
But you're eight, you're in the third grade. If you're eight, they teach that in fourth grade. They teach health.
Yes.
But she's saying she didn't know. She didn't know.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I used the wrong terms till I was 15. So.
What?
Probably would have helped me. I used all street language till I was 15. I didn't even know what the real terms was, so I would have appreciated it knowing
the right language. Being educated earlier.
Yeah. Better go ahead.
Uterus. What? You talking about that thing now? No. Mr. Harvey, uterus. Oh, I'm not really familiar with that. Okay. Oh, you talking about, when you milking a cow. Sir. No. I needed the class when I was 8. No, I think your dad is right. You're over the right. He knows now. See, you can't unteach sex. And once you have it, you can't just stop having it.
No.
So he's not having it. You can't unteach sex.
Yeah, and her father said to let it go.
Yeah.
But they're exposed to so much. Acid.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I'm surprised what they know.
But you want them to be as innocent as long as possible.
That's all. Girl.
You want them to. I'm saying, ideally, you want them to.
Yeah, Jay. National Geographic, but we also had that JCPenney catalog. We had that.
Okay.
Patrick, we're moving on now.
Thank you, Shirley. Move on.
Because you guys are getting nasty with it. All right, Patrick in Alabama says, I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years, and I found out she's been cheating on me. She lives with her best friend, and her best friend's boyfriend is always at their apartment. The guy recently told a mutual friend that he's had threesomes with his girl and mine. He even showed him a video. I asked my girl about it, and she admitted that it's happened a few times. Do I break up with her, or do I ask her and her best friend for a threesome too?
You stupid.
What you think, CLO?
Well, I would before I broke up with him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, clearly, this ain't, you're not going down the aisle with her, so, you know. I'd say go and make the best of the situation, since that is in your head right now. You know, it's in your head and your heart. I would go on and act on that. I'd try that at least, see where it went. We did it a few times. Well, I want to do it now.
Okay.
If she say yeah, then, you know, and go on and break up with her after a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, Drew in the Virgin Islands writes that I'm a 32-year-old female dating a 42-year-old man, and we just moved in together. He has a great job doing real estate, and he's out in the heat daily showing property. At the end of the day, he gets in our bed with the sweat from the day still on his body. There's one area in particular that gets the mustiest, and he wants to use it on me every night. I've asked him to take showers with me, but he only showers in the morning. The must is affecting our sex life. What should I do about this?
Ooh, yeah, well, see, I don't know how you didn't know this before you moved in.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not living with you in your state.
Uh-uh.
That's just not what we're going to do.
Ew.
You're not gonna do that. And you need to switch your baths to evenings. If you're just gonna do one a day. I'm all right.
I think it's a limit.
Yeah, but you're going to have to switch your wand to after you come in. Say the wand before you go. But hell yeah, he need to take one because he been sweating all day, then been with you. He got to get that off of him before he go in there and sell that house.
Right. I mean, she used the word.
You stand in that
musty,
hot-ass kitchen and everybody start talking about, what is that? What is that?
Yeah.
Cabbage? Who is that? She,
musty is like different.
What is that, sauerkraut?
This is such a deal breaker for me.
Is somebody in here cooking mutton?
What?
What's going on in here? Got to switch that one a day to the evening.
Okay. He needs to know this information.
Well, that's what she got to propose to him. Look, I know you only like bathing once a day. I'm saying wait till you come home, babe, so we can have a love life. Because if you don't, the love life is over.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Be stinky with your clients.
Because you stink.
You that's
way
how you
too
ended.
Damn much. You way too damn much.
Right. All right. Amani in Burbank says, I'm 27 and married to a great man that works overseas a lot. I get bored and lonely, so I've had sex with a guy across the hall a few times. I never thought my husband suspected anything, but this weekend he came home and said he put cameras in our place, so I need to watch myself. I am scared straight now. I told the other guy it's over. Do you think that he has seen anything, or is he just trying to see how I react?
Well, a little bit of both. But he got cameras in the house. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, had the man been in your house or you been going across the hall? Or has he got you on camera going across the hall late? Mm-hmm. But he done said you need to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Most men that know you cheating on him don't issue warnings. I can just tell you that right now.
Okay. Maybe he suspects. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.